Well, it's that time once again. You've tuned into the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno. Welcome to Heartline, the Evangel Home, ministering to women and children in crisis since way back in 1955. Your Heartline host, Jim Tuck.
We are again excited to open the microphone and bring you Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno, headquartered here, that kind of at 137 North Yosemite. Although several other addresses are part of the complex as well. Jerry Brenham is the director. I'm sitting here with Jerry, and we have a perky guest today, and haven't talked with Aziza yet, really, except to say good morning and give her what to expect a little bit. So I'm looking forward to hearing her story in 90 words or less. Oh, no, I just tease. But, Jerry, I would turn to let you take a moment to greet our listeners, our radio family, and introduce our perky guest this morning.
And so what is my word limit?
A better question is, what's mine? You're the boss here.
Yeah, we get to do the talking, Aziza. Aziza is one of our Crossroads gals. And when you say perky, I think that's right. I don't know what comes to people's mind when you say perky. But one of the things that comes to my mind is energetic. And this is an energetic woman. I think whether she's up or she's down, she's pretty much the same emotionally. You're not going to get real goofy mood swings. And when she's mad, I'm mad at the world, and so you're coming with me. I'm mad at Jim, so I'm going to be mad at Jerry. Not that at all. But even when she's down or upset, there is still a positive energy about her that is fun. I got to know her in kind of a different way last week because we did Amazing Race, and I want her to share about that. And I think probably as much as anybody, Aziza learned stuff about herself last week. I think she is perky, she is beautiful, she is intelligent, she's all those things, and she's also good at presenting what she wants you to see. And she's, in a way, a tough nut to crack, so to speak. But I think Amazing Race just began to make a little crack where she can let some stuff out that she doesn't want. And Aziza, forgive me if that's a wrong interpretation, but she is a proud woman, and I don't mean prideful. She's proud. She's got a certain way she wants to be, a certain path she wants to take. And I think sometimes at her own peril, she'll kick things out of the way that might get in the way, or just they're not there. I'm not going to. So, but I think she's realizing some of the things that might be in her way, and it's time to kick them out now.
Well, when I say perky, I think of a percolator, the old TV commercials for coffee. The bubbles coming up at the top of the percolator. And, you can tell pretty quickly when somebody is mentally agile, got some nimbleness to their thought processes, how they respond to your statements or questions. And I got that from Aziza mm-hmm. this morning. So how long have you been at Evangel Home, Aziza?
I've been here for 7 months. I'm getting ready to graduate, actually, in August.
Congratulations. Okay, let's back up. What was going on that you came to Evangel Home? Where your life was not where you wanted it to be?
No. I was actually in an abusive relationship, and I needed a way out, and God gave me a way out. I'm not from Fresno, and I actually went to People's Church, and People's Church directed me here. So that's how I came here.
Now, did you come to the crisis shelter first?
Yes, I did.
Okay. You walked in the door, you looked around, and you thought,
God is crazy.
Yes, we haven't heard that one.
That's a brand new one.
He has lost his man, if you think I'm going to stay here.
However, over a period of time, that's in 13 years plus or whatever it is, that's a brand new one, but I like it. See what I mean by perky?
Well, that's kind of like when I came here, I didn't say God is crazy. I said God has made a bad mistake because I thought, I can't stay here. I can't be in this place. I'm going to do it all wrong. Yeah. Now, she probably had a different reason for that take, but it's sort of like when you really think God is leading you somewhere and it's way different than what you expected. Yeah, it's like, oh, God, we got to talk about this.
I was like, really? I thought, really, like, he has a great sense of humor. he sent me here, like, I thought, to some kind of convent with a bunch of women. I was like, I am not singing Kumbaya. Are you serious? But but I quickly learned that this is where he needed me to be. This is where he wanted me to be. And this is where me and my kids really need to be. So,
okay, good. We're going to go forward from there in a moment. But I also want to go back a little bit. Historically, were there issues? Was this a first-time situation where there was an abusive relationship? Or is there a pattern, a history of that, or other kinds of abuse in your life?
I was abused by my stepfather. That's really it. I've never been abused by a man. This is my first abusive relationship, but I was sexually abused by my stepfather.
Okay. So you came in, you settled down, you looked around and decided maybe Aziza needs a little more treatment, a little more therapy. At what point did that take place?
Actually, when I found out about the Crossroads program, because I actually thought I was going to be here for 28 days. I was going to go. I have two jobs. I was going to go back to work and do what I needed to do. I didn't think about staying here. I was like, yo, crazy. I'm not staying here. And then they was like, oh, wait a minute. Maybe that's for me. But actually, I didn't realize it until I started taking, even when I was here and I was into the classes, I didn't think it was for me. I was like, okay. But then once people started sharing and I've learned that that's what they do in the classes to take you from your past to your future, then I realized I needed to be here. I'd say about a month or two after I was actually in the program.
So you've been in the Crossroads for nearly 7 months, if you're going to graduate in August. Looking back at this point, is there a class or two that were truly significant and eye-opening for you?
Yes. I want to say issues of abuse. And believe it or not, my parenting class. My parenting class helped a lot with the little activities that they do. I thought, man, don't nobody need no parenting class. But once you got in there, you were like, dang, I really ain't jacked up. I had too much trauma to my life. And you're thinking, oh, that's why I'm like I am, because they have these icebreakers that they do in parenting. And trust me when I say they help. Parenting was like my aha. I am not crazy. It really was. I love Paula. I love you, Paula.
That is an awesome class, Jim. It's one that the county teaches here. And they're allowed, it's for outside people also, where they have like one more chance to get their act together to begin to get their kids back. But we found if we put our women in that class, they're not quite in that situation, but the knowledge they gain from that class. And how that started was about 10 years ago, the county realized that some of the people who were losing their kids really didn't need to lose them. They just needed to know what they needed, better parenting skills. So rather than offer the classes at a county facility, the county went into the community, went to several places like ours, and said, could we teach our class here? And I remember talking to two people at that time, and I said, as long as we don't have to hide our Bibles and put away whatever, whoever we are, you are more than welcome. And I discovered all they care about is snacks, and we can do whatever we want. And that has been, and then as we've gone along, we have had our staff trained to also teach that class. And it really is an awesome in-depth. It's about 14 weeks long, and that's not one where you just scratch the surface.
Wow. Well, that's exciting. I don't think in the years we've been doing this, I asked that question, we've gotten that answer, the parenting class. Usually it's boundaries or something. Aziza, what do you see down the road for you?
Well, I would like to go to nursing school. I would like to.
Do you have an education?
Yes, I'm a medical assistant.
So, RN?
Yeah, I would like to be an RN.
And what about the chapels? Tell me about spiritually where this has taken you in this last 7 months.
The chapel has helped a lot. When you get a chance to listen to different people say different things about God, it opens your eyes. I mean, they all may not have the same thing, right? But it's all the same thing. They're all speaking about God, but they do it in a different way. You know, it really has helped. Just like our Timothy class, that helped because it breaks down the different Bibles and it helps you to study. So I like that too, class too.
Yeah, Timothy's a great class. All right, we've got about 2.5 minutes. Let's talk about Amazing Race. What was your experience there? Share the highlights, the really fun stuff.
Amazing Race was a lot of fun. I got a chance to do a lot of things that I probably would have never got a chance to do. I rode a horse. never was. I told Jerry it's because I was black.
So now, that became sort of our little fun thing, too. And we talked about stereotypes.
Yes.
You know, black people aren't cowboys and cowgirls. Well, they are, and they used to be. But now it's like that's a stereotype. Black people don't bowl. Well, yes, they do. So as we went through things, Aziza, who is our only black woman right now in the program, I think, would say things, well, I don't do this because I'm black. And it became sort of...
black and bowling.
But it was, yeah, I think she almost won in bowling. But it became one of those things, you can only do that with people you trust. You can't be, you know, we're never going to get anywhere racially if we don't know people one-on-one. That's the only way you can do it. Because you got to trust, you got to be able to tease, you got to be able to cry, you got to be able to get in each other's face when you need to. And I saw that happening also.
Yeah, so you did. You went. What besides horseback was new and exciting for you?
You know what I want to say? The fact that we was 1 point away from winning, that was exciting. me and my teammate had no clue. I mean, we was out there on the hustle. The winning team won 41.5, and we were behind them 40.5. That to me was amazing because we were sitting there like, "Are you serious?" We were like, "Yay!" That means we were on the hustle. That means we did what we needed to do. I don't feel bad about it. I'm happy. Amazing Race is fun. It teaches you a lot about life, things you need to let go, and just to get out there. Even if I would have been at the bottom, just to try would be good enough.
So is that the lesson, the life lesson you learned primarily? Get out and do it?
Yes, get out and do it. I mean, don't let any stereotype, anything hold you back. If you want to do something, just do it. Don't let nobody hold you back from it.
Yeah, fill your days. You know, this moment awesome. Doesn't pass by again.
It was an awesome, exhausting week, but boy, we all learned a lot.
All right, you've got about 20 seconds. Let's say someone is tuned in listening to this, and they are where you were. What do you tell that person looking for answers?
I tell that woman to get out and get out of that situation. No man has the right to abuse you. You need to get somewhere for you. Or if you got kids, get in a safe place and let God have his way.
All right. There you have it, my listening friend. Our phone number here is 264-4714. And Aziza came here, found some hope, found some answers, found some hope, found some education and training. And a little horseback fun, among other things, along the way, and people she can trust.
And I have pictures.
There are pictures. We're out of time. Thanks for listening, and we look forward to our next adventure here on Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno.
By the way, you can find the Evangel Home of Fresno online round the clock from anywhere on the face of the earth with an internet connection at evangelhome.org. That phone number again in the 559 area code is 264-4714. Thank you so much for joining us for this week's edition of Heartline, the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno.